The inside of a keila also has to be immersed. So the answer is, since it's not echtitze, so then al pidin is considered as if the inside had also been overtaken with water. So mimele, when the person is stable himself, so we consider that not only the externals of the person were immersed in the water, even the internals of the person were immersed in water. So it's considered as if the mind that is in his organism at the time of the tefillah had also been immersed in the mikveh. And suppose you would have immersed the mayim in the mikveh, then it would have affected Ashoke. So here too, it affects Ashoke. If somebody swallowed the ring that was toyer, then nichnas leilames. And the halacha is that when a person enters a lames, he becomes tomei. So shouldn't we say that this tabas that is in his organism, at the time he became tomei, also becomes tomei? We don't say that. Why? Because there is halacha, the tumor blur, there is no tumor, lidova habalua b'ser gufishon. So mele, since this tabas teo was blua b'ser gufishon odom, so even though the goof of the person became tomei, but the tabas did not become tomei, because it's a tumor blur. He's a vishon of it over vikio. Harit moishoi, so it's not tome. Bol atabas tmeyo. Tevil veicho mitrumo. He kio tmeyo. Even though he was stable himself, so the group of the person became toyer, and at that time, he had the tabas tmeyo inside his organism. So why shouldn't the tvile be ele affecting ligabi the tabas too? The answer is, just as there is aloche, the tumor bluo, there is no tume. So there is aloche, the taro bluo, there is no tar. There is no tar. Tevel tume, ikio is tmeyo. So mele, no tare was realized on the tabas that was bluo. And seeing the tabas that was bluo was tome at that time, so it remained tome. When he throws it up, so it's still tummy. Tevel chumtruma ikiot meyo vitimose. So mele, when he throws it up, so this is tummy, and what kind of itume does it have? Avatume. So mele, and he touches the external of the person. So mele, the person becomes tummy again by coming in contact with the tabas. All right. Now here we see again a mokia for the Ramam Lipanos Chidesh, that only mokim bisastorim. Mokim bisastorim requires roll bias mayim, but mokim abalua does not even require bias mayim. So I don't know why the Ramam Lipanos doesn't mention this mission. It seems to me that this is a mission for ashes. If somebody thrust a bullet into the person's group, bizman shunire, as long as the bullet is still visible a little bit, so mele tzachitze. Suppose somebody thrust a bullet. I mean, these things unfortunately happen in today's world. So a bullet is thrust into the goof of a person. Sometimes it is so thrust into the goof of the person that it cannot even be seen. Yet, and sometimes it can be seen. It bulges out. The bullet bulges out. So if the bullet can still be seen, so if a person is stable, so at that juncture, at that point, so it's a chitze, because that blocks water from getting in at the juncture. We may not hear it, but if it was so thrust into the organism of the person that it cannot even be seen, so it's tevel, so it's not echtzitze. Tevel veichol bitrumo. Now let's see. Shosho mashkin tmeyim. Shosho mashkin chutzim mayim. Shini teirin bigub. We also learn tevel bitzvah zagub. Deichol mashkin chutzim mayim. In lem tare bimikv. Avo shosho mayim tmeyim. Mito bal teirin bigub. Sheish lem tare bimikv al deashot. Hari kmo shoy shoy so. Teiro kmo shoy so. Shum matzol aleo abeidot bluo shol titami. Tevil leichel mitrumo di tumo bluo im itama acher. Bizman shu nir al gufim bachutz. Tevi leichu bitrumo, loish nechetz tomei, loish nechetz toye, en nechetz bitvulo, kol zman sheni nirem. Oh, the Rash says as follows. Bizman sheni rechetzitz, veli also leitvile. Aval imeini nire, tevi el bitoye. Veli dome lebeis astorim, dibinon rolo lebeis mai. Why we dome? He doesn't say. Now, the pshat. So if one wants to, one can say that the what Rash means, because the Rash said before, but he didn't say it as a pshites. He says from the Septuagint mashma that the aloche of Rol Lebias Mayim, that the aloche of Rol Lebias Mayim in Mishneh, he said, umil il gabi magol b'tisefte mashma. The Abis Astorim Dikli Lechashinon Bechtitzeklal. Abis Astorim Dikli Lechashinon Bechtitzeklal. So, maybe he means that, but it's not Mashma. So then he shouldn't say Vili Domel Abis Astorim. He should say that Abis Astorim Dikli So Lechashinon Klal. Now here he says Vili Domel Abis Astorim. So in other words, this he says, even if we assume that the Aloche of Rol Abis Mayim Vinon applies to Kehl. But here it's not even based on story. It's less than that. Because the Rash, you see, the Rav mentions that Chidesh, and he has no Sveikes. The Rash is Sveikes. He doesn't say it as a double portion. He has the Kash. Then he says, from the Sevte, it's Mashma, is that way. But he's not, it's not bow to him. So what does he mean? Because here it's less than based on story. Based on story is something that is not normally seen, but it can be seen, and sometimes it is seen under the arm or on the mouth. So many times it is seen when a person has his normal posture. So then the inside of the mouth, even the exterior, mitzarachutz, is not seen. But if he opens his mouth, so then it can be seen, the inside of the mouth. Mashein ki mokim abalua, that is never seen. So that doesn't require Bias Mayim. Here, if the chetz is ein nira, so it's a real bork mabalua. So then it's like a pacemaker in the heart. So mimele, it doesn't require even whole Bias Mayim. All right, now the prina will be an all of mikvois, an all everything that we learned, and of course the shiurim. Now, I asked you some time ago, several times, that you should go over the sugi in Gittin. I don't remember whether I discussed everything in that thesis in Gittin. Probably certain things the Ri says, at the time I discussed, but the Ri I didn't discuss, but you have to know it anyway. I don't have to discuss in the Shia everything. So you have to know the Tsuge in Gittin of Anitzik Vakatafres and the Big Tesves, and also I asked you to go over in Tares, the Rash, Perches of Tares, Mishnetes. I went over inside certain lines in the Rash, but I didn't go over the whole Rash inside. You are responsible for the whole Rash and Perches Mishnetes. That's the Mishnah of Anitzik Vakatafres. Anitzik Vakatafres. And I asked you to go over a certain Rabchaim. I didn't. Of course, the Yisod I mentioned many, many times. But I didn't go over inside. I'm not going to go and go over Rabchaim's inside. Now, you have to know several Rabchaims. Now, I discussed them all. So you have to know all the Rabchaims and Hilchas Mikvois. There are three Rabchaims. But the one long one, and that's Perek Vov, Halacha Dalet, and Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, that's about Sheikis. And then Mayan Shemimo Morti, the Rubble of Mayan Shilvi, Shovel Mikveh, Shovel Mikve Shem Tarim Bezechli, Vishovel Mayon, Litaya Becholshu. That's Rab Chaim. Now then there is And then, the Reb Chaim, I ask you, I mean, that is not in Ilchas Mikvois. That's in Ilchas Tumas Ochlin. That's a Nisig Katafres. Perik Zayin Alochei, Hanitzeg La Katafres, and Mashke Tepeach. In a Chiba Lo Yutum Letari. So it mentions there Tisefte, I mean, I don't expect you to know the whole Tisefte, how Reb Chaim explained the Tisefte. But you say this, that the Reb Chaim mentions, I mentioned that, I mean, that there are two concepts. The concept of Chibor and the concept of Viru. So it's four Reb Chaims. All the three in the Mikvois and in Ilchas Tumas Ochlin, Pirk Zayin Alochei. And you have to know, of course, the long Teisves in Gittin, Dafte Zayin, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri. So, and the Rash in Pirk Ches Alochetes, in Taras. And then there will also be a Prine, separate questions, and Vilche Shabbos, and all and 21 Simonim, from Reish Mendalet till Reish Samadalet, inclusive. All right, that's all.